Willie Jackson is with us for our Wednesday Kōrero. Hey, Willie, tēnā koe.
Morena, bro. Morena.
Young people mobilising, using technology to get the message out. There are many people still not enrolled, and that's a challenge for us all. I've had some interesting kōrero earlier in the day, Willie. Can we start on some industrial action, which is happening tomorrow? 10,000 public servants are downing tools, just absolutely frustrated at the lack of respect that's being delivered to them around the negotiating table. This has been a tough 2.5 years for workers across the country. I guess in many ways you're not surprised by industrial action, and I suppose would welcome it, Willie J.
Oh, it's getting worse, you know. Here we're only 2 months out from an election, but, you're dealing with a government that just so unreasonable in terms of what they negotiate. They have a different set of rules for, average workers out there compared to the rich side of town who they'll give tax breaks to. You know, the oil and gas lobbyists, there's a totally set of, a different set of rules. So it doesn't surprise me at all. And this adds up to the huge frustration that I'm hearing from union people out there. You know, we're speaking at union meetings. I was at one about a week or so back. And they're just absolutely exhausted with this government's attitude, Dale, and you've got ministers who are intent on reducing workers' conditions in the workplace. That's what we've seen in this term in terms of pay equity, in terms of fair pay bargaining, and it just goes on and on and on. So no surprise at all.
Well, we know that the strike action is because of the way that the government has put the squeeze on workers, and the promises made early in their term that they were going to address the economic challenges of our nation have not come to fruition at all. In fact, we seem to be in a worse place here 2 months out from an election than the turnaround 3 years ago. Much worse.
Oh, beyond belief. That's why we have to get people on the roll, whatever role. You know, Māori roles, we're always pushing Māori roles, but if any role, as long as they're enrolled, the last thing we want is are people not enrolled and not participating, particularly Māori, that's always been one of the big problems in terms of us as Māori. We always have the lowest turnout, which is not acceptable if we want to get rid of this rotten government, Dale.
You can understand some people just being completely hoo-ha with successive governments and the treatment of our people across time. The living wage is affecting our blanket nurses as well, and so many other wahine-dominated roles. Wage disparity in this move from Van Velden, when you look back at the treatment of women workers across this past term, what stands out for you most glaringly, Willie Jackson, and what are Labor proposing to do about it?
Oh, I think it's been said enough times. Van Velden, what stands out is that minister, woman minister who doesn't see pay equity. So they've got some new take on pay equity, so that's what stands out. And we have to restore that pay equity. We've given that commitment. It's a huge bill, but we have to find the money. When you see what stands out, that's probably overwhelmingly stands out, because we worked for years to bring women in line in terms of pay equity. But they take that out, as well as fair pay bargaining, as well as a living wage, all of it. But I think this minister's attitude in terms of blasé attitude, in terms of conditions, and particularly in terms of pay equity, I think a lot of women are stunned by that, as is the wider work workforce.
Tēnā koe. The attitude of MSD to turn down people's requests for food parcels, please, Willie, as somebody who's kept a close eye on the food bank scene, having operated one, still operating one out of Ngāwhere Wātea, what would you say of this churlish attitude towards people's real needs at the most desperate of times, saying, no, no, you don't need a food parcel? This is what we're hearing from MSD.
Well, what it shows is there's a philosophical change, Dale. So we had a what we tried to do when we were in government was to have a more caring aroha-type philosophy from MSD, because MSD in previous years, before we got in, have always been seen as too ruthless, too sensitive, too quick in terms of cutting people's access off to benefits and to kai. That's what Kamau Sepulone tried to bring in, is a whole different sense and philosophy in terms of MSD, and I think we were right on path with that strategy over the 6 years we were in. But what we're now is we're seeing is a return to that cold-hearted attitude, turning people away, too ruthless. Just what we're saying in the House is that this is you're reflecting now, MSD, because you're seeing more and more mistakes, aren't you, week in and week out now from MSD. People are being turned away. People are being denied their benefit. And so what our view on it is they're reflecting the government's philosophy, and I think that's very sad.
Tēnā koe. Just had an interesting cordial with Kylie Quince, Willie. I wonder if somebody who's worked in social service delivery prior to, and indeed throughout your political career, the impact on incarceration, particularly of wahine Māori, and on kids. Often sentencing judges don't even know about the family situation. And do you think that we have had the interest of the children of people imprisoned at the core of decision making, and do you believe that we could do better here?
Well, kids are not put at the centre. That's one of the problems, is that when you've got such a hard edge attitude from the government, it's all about lock them up, throw the key away, and no thoughts in terms of consequences is for whānau. That's why we still have got a number of, obviously I don't want to rubbish the judiciary, but we do have good judges, particularly a number of them who we put in place. But the pressures on them in terms of being ruthless in terms of their sentencing is high, and because you've got a government who has a lock them up, throw the key away attitude. Just look at the move on orders, Dale, and how they want to criminalise the homeless. So I think the view that whānau and all that is not taken into account as, again, a reflective of the government's attitude.
Tēnā koe, I know you're an avid recycler. No matter what, Labor looks to continue the support for the Paris Accord re-climate change. How important is this, do you think, as other parties steer away from our commitments there?
Oh, incredibly important. Now, we've got obligations in terms of emissions, in terms of what we contribute, and yet we've got a government that is steering away from it, almost in climate change denial. I'm not saying that they are climate change deniers, but there might be a couple of ministers who you might want to question on that. You can see the way the whole world's changing. El Niño is incredible. Look at what happened in Europe. In the recent summer, Dale, I think it was 20,000-30,000 deaths. When you have such a dramatic change in climate and what's happening in the world, our commitments should stay where they are. Not we shouldn't walk away from that. And so that's what Labor's committed to. We're not going to resile from obligations and commitments that were made years ago, unlike this government.
Tēnā koe. Just finally, are my eyes deceiving me? Are they going pakuru? Or am I seeing pink in the red billboards of Labor?
You got a problem?
well, you know, it's the red team and it's the blue team. That's what I grew up with. But now it's a sort of reddish pink. Deliberate?
Red pink. I think we've got to get with it. I think red has always been our primary colour, but I think people are mixing things up a bit.
But there is pink in there, isn't there? You will confirm that.
I don't know. I haven't had a good look.
Well, next time you look at a Labor billboard, then please get back to me and tell me if your eyes are seeing pink or whether I need to go to OPSM.
Yeah. Well, you're getting old and your eyesight's not the best as you well know. But anyway, you'll be more worried about the Warriors, won't you? Because you know they've got our hopes up and they're probably John Thumahedy said they're going to lose this weekend. So there you go.
Everyone's got their thoughts about it. The Dolphins are a good team. It's been a good year, and I know that deep down, in fact, I know that you've got your Warriors singlet on underneath that suit jacket that you're wearing right now, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I'll take it off if they lose.
I know you will. Good on you, Willie. Thanks very much for joining us, man. Okay, catch up with you again soon.